Good morning and hello again. Another week, another Garda scandal. I could list them all, but we only have 2 hours and I have to review a book I've no interest in. Joining me, though, is Deputy Under Assistant Commissioner Fiacla MacGillifeachal.
Good morning, Sean. Very simply put, the laundry funds were just copy and pasted into the Tuzla file.
Have you got so confused that you don't know which scandal you're on to defend?
I'm not sure, Sean. I did have all the information on my phone, but I've lost 4 of them since the start of your question.
This is about the checkpoints. How can you defend the Gardaí falsifying nearly 2 million breathalyzer tests?
With great difficulty, Sean.
Are you even going to try defend it?
Well, because there was a massive error of judgment in accidentally picking the short straw at the station, I'm going to defend the indefensible.
And I'm going to sniff Tipex, because the only way I could possibly believe anything you say for the next few minutes is by chemical hallucination.
Look, the breath test scandal is inexcusable, but what you have to remember is that our members are under-resourced and overworked. Do you know how many thousands of hours it takes to invent 2 million breathalyzer tests?
No.
Sir J.K. Rowling himself would be hard pushed to make up that amount.
I'm moving on to permanent markers now.
Our members are out there in the community at the forefront of the line at the chipper. And have you any idea how much stress Gardaí are under choosing between snack boxes, 3-in-1s, the new spice bag thing alone has put its real strain on the decision-making process in adherence to and in relation to the chippers in local station.
You're avoiding the question like a driver avoids a rural checkpoint.
Well, that is not correct. You can't avoid those checkpoints because they don't exist. We made them up.
For the love of St. Thomas's mummified finger, don't make me open the bottle of Brasso. Surely a large number of Gardaí should be charged.
Sean, you cannot arrest the guards. What do you want? To arrest ourselves? Sure, we'd just be going round in circles.
Around in circles like all the people who are driving drunk because there were no checkpoints on the road. Can you at least apologise?
I'm sorry, Sean.
Well, that's good.
But the DNA of a Garda means they just cannot apologise.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But suffice to say, we are following a definite line of inquiry.
Which is Garda speak for doing nothing. Well, we're just going to have to leave it there before I have an anger stroke. I go to the text, but the language is so unbroadcastable that I worry I'd break the law by reading them out.
Oh.
But then again, who is going to arrest me?
Well, not me anyway. I've been working 2 hours already today, so my shift finishes in the next 5 minutes. I wouldn't want to stay late now.
That is just appalling.
Oh, there's just one very important last thing, Sean.
Yes?
Who here refunds my canteen expenses?
Give me patience and pass the glue.
No, Bruce. I mean, we tried with you two on our iPods and wiped billions off the... I'm not saying you're as derivative as you two. I'm just merely...
Wow, Silicon Valley. Hi, Mr. Tim Cook, Master Sir.
Bruce, I'll have to call you back. Someone's got past security.
Good one. I'm the Prime Minister of Ireland, or Taoiseach, from the old Irish word for butler.
I'm sorry, the old red-haired lady Edna was here, like, not even a year ago.
Edna? No, I'm the new model. I'm the Taoiseach X, if you like.
It's been real great to meet you.
Well, I was hoping for a few meetings while I'm over here, actually.
Right, we can arrange that. Senators, Congress, or the White House?
Instagram, actually.
Sorry?
You see, I've got this new filter I want to pitch them. The Varadkar.
What?
Every photo glosses over unflattering background details like healthcare or the homeless.
I've got a lot of work to do right
now. This campus is amazing. 10 times the size of our children's hospital.
Oh.
Well, we haven't had the money to build it yet, but how do you afford this?
By being disruptors, market innovators, visionaries.
Wow.
By the way, about the $13 billion we owe you.
Don't worry about that. Oh. We're spending millions to avoid collecting the tax you avoided.
Right.
Is there anything else we can do? I wouldn't like to upset the apple cart.
Trump is talking about you guys bringing an 8% rate.
There's no way we'll ever charge any of you trillion-dollar multinationals anything close to 8%. I mean, Apple's tax rate is 0.0000.
Well, that's a relief. We're also concerned about at Henry.
Henry? Who's Henry? Oh, Athenry.
Right.
What's wrong with Athenry? Well, besides the obvious.
We're thinking of pulling out.
Pulling out? This isn't Catholic Ireland anymore.
What?
Just tell us what else you want. We've given you that Caolte site for a data centre that's going to suck up a fifth of the national grid. We've a proud history of depleting Irish resources for no gain, like giving away oil rights to multinationals, fishing rights to the Spanish, and food to the English during the famine.
What about the environment? The Danes made us have a carbon neutral data centre. It cost a fortune.
Don't worry, Tim. Just buy our energy from one of our air quotes environmental electricity companies.
So that energy comes from renewables, right?
Well, well, the national grid, etc., etc. We won't say anything.
But surely voters will get really mad.
No matter what you do, the Irish people are so broken, the most they'll do is tweet a complaint on one of your iPhones.
That's a relief. Anything we can do to pay you back?
Yeah, could I have an iPhone X?
iPhone 10.
Whatevs.
So, let me get this straight. After a multi-billion dollar tax avoidance demanding changes to planning laws, destroying a Galway forest, you come to visit me in California?
Right.
And all you want is an iPhone 10?
Sorry, it doesn't make sense. Look, I'll buy it out of government expenses instead. I have to go. I'm pitching an app to Facebook called My Tax. It's like My Taxi, but it taxis Irish money from PAYE workers' payslips and reroutes it into multinationals' pockets.
Man, I love the Irish.
Ciao for now.
Welcome back to Morning Ireland. Apparently I'm supposed to tell you it's 13 minutes past 8. Don't you people have watches or phones or circadian rhythms? It's just another way to pointlessly fill airtime. Speaking of which, I'm joined now by Desmond Cahill.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Hi.
So you're here to bring us...
Yeah.
The sports news.
What?
An oxymoron if ever I heard one.
Sorry, what did you call me?
Just get on with it.
Yeah, this week Conor McGregor...
Christ.
Well, he certainly thinks so. Ran into trouble using a derogatory term to describe another UFC fighter. He talked to Ryan Tuberty in a pre-recorded interview on The Late Late.
Ah, Jiminy Cricket.
How are you?
Now, Connor.
Yeah.
Now, as my one good guest this season, I'm contractually obliged to ask my only hard question of the year.
Okay.
In fact, it's so hard, I can't even read it myself. Here, it's on the cue card. Just read it yourself.
Why did you use a homo... phobic term to describe another UFC fighter?
Hi, yeah.
I have to put my hands up here, Ryan.
Oh, please don't hit me.
And admit that I did wrong. I called him, I'm ashamed to say it even now, Ryan. I called him a Kevin Spacey. Oh. It was a bad thing I done.
Wow.
I should have just called him a bleeding Muppet and left it at there, okay?
Oh, thank God. Now we can get back to the mindless guff. Thank you.
And that interview goes out tonight on television.
Make sure you have a bottle of brandy handy. Mm. I used to hold the great and the good of this country to account on television.
Yeah.
Now I'm on a radio show that plays clips of Ryan Tuberty's programme. Is there more of this sport?
Yeah, Katie Taylor.
Oh, God.
Katie's troubling record of violence against women continued as she became world champion of it. However, she had to put her defence of the world title on hold. Sorry, I can't...
What?
Are you?
What's wrong?
Are you Googling something there?
Oh, just checking if it's too late to apply for the early retirement package. But do go on.
Right.
Any Protestant sport, Desmond?
It's Des.
Right, but I can't say that, so it's going to be Desmond from now on.
Yes, sir.
Protestant sport, Desmond?
Rugby?
That'll do just fine. Carry on.
I'll Lanarag, so...
What?
Ireland's hopes of hosting the 2023 World Rugby World Cup were dealt a blow when the preliminary report places last of the three contenders.
Last.
We couldn't compete with South Africa and France in most categories.
Right.
But we did outscore them in the following.
Oh.
Chances of getting a selfie with the Prime Minister.
Oh.
Being ripped off for an Airbnb room that's just a shed.
Sure.
And being constantly reminded that we're the greatest fans in the world.
Oh, please.
Ireland's bid ambassador Brian O'Driscoll said... It's still all to play for.
Cliche, cliche.
Yeah, it's a setback. But the initial report doesn't matter. It's like a bad poll before an election. Like the mocks before the leaving. It's like one of Amy's ifters. It has no value.
Fighting talk from Brian there.
Sorry, Desmond. Was that not the Taoiseach?
What?
Just there, droning on there.
Yeah, no, that was Brian O'Driscoll.
Wow, uncanny. Do they all talk like that, all the sports people?
Yeah, no.
What?
The likes of Cheddar, Gooch, Bubbles.
Sorry?
They all sound different, Dubbo.
Radio. Now I know why Finucane's breakfast smoothies are entirely made of wine.
Mm.
That'll do, Desmond.
I miss Carl.
Well, a new report has only gone and said how Drogheda should be a city, so it should. Sucking diesel with all the other big boys like Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford. Waterford! Well, if that gambling shake can be a city, so can Drogheda.
Drogheda!
Drogheda's fierce close to Belfast and Dublin, so it is, and has everything you need. Okay, getting somewhere to park is as awkward as a sound reverse, and there's no decent bus service, but it does have 18 chippers and a Heaton's, so it does.
Drogheda.
Drogheda is pure modern. It's wild classy and fierce sophisticated, and this is a bit of my... Sean with our beautiful accent, wide range of roundabouts, and one good pub.
Drogheda.
So, Horsebox, next time you think of a city, don't think Galway. What in the name of Jesus would you go there for? Don't think Waterford. She'd be better off at the bottom of a lake. Think Drogheda.
Drogheda.
So come on, you gambling shades. Drogheda is the city for you. So it is.
Hi, welcome to Brendan O'Connor's Sunday Independent Show. Oh, sorry, we aren't allowed to call it that. It's Brendan O'Connor's Cutting Edge. Don't switch off, this isn't a repeat. We just had the same people on again. First on our panel today, Stephanie Priesner.
Priesner? Oh my God, I'm so busy. I don't even know how I had time to be here, like.
Tommy Tiernan.
Ha ha, thanks, Brendan. The big cork head on ya. Ha! Jesus turns and life the crack. 1 minute you're all set up to be the next being. 15 years later, you're writing columns beside Vogue and Rosanna in the Cinder. Ha, mighty.
Right, and speak of the devil, our final guest is Vogue Williams.
Vogue.
Thanks for that, Vogue.
Vogue.
Right, now we're going to labour the show's weird surgery theme to the utter confusion of our guests in the audience. First up, who's had an appendectomy this week? Stephanie, let's have a totally unrehearsed and frank conversation, like. Stephanie?
Oh my God, sorry, I was just writing a play about the time when I was addicted to fancy paper as a child, like. It's already been optioned by RT to be made into a 6-part doc and a TV movie with Amy Huberman playing every member of my family, including me.
Wow, brilliant, that's really off topic, like. Talk some more, the show is live, so we can say any old shite to fill the hour.
Just a sec, I have to tweet shame someone for having the cheek to report exactly what I said on TV while promoting my book, or was it the screenplay, or the doc. Are the musical so busy?
Ha ha!
Time for the controversial bit, because we're totally the show that talks about anything we want. Tommy, any thoughts on Donald Trump?
Ha ha ha! I need to sell a few DVDs for the Christmas present.
Right.
So I'll tell you what I think. Jews, travellers, abortions!
Oh, you know, when I said controversial, I didn't mean controversial. That wasn't part of our carefully rehearsed and planned. I mean our completely spontaneous and unrehearsed discussion. We were supposed to be giving out about Trump.
We should definitely talk about the repeal movement. It's so important, like.
Well, it looks like we need to go to an ad break.
Repeal the...
Shut up! I'll give the last word on this to Vogue.
Vogue!
Nice one, Vogue.
Vogue!
So let's take that break. After the ads, we'll continue fearlessly talking about controversial things. Apart from abortion, I&M, the fellow who lives in Malta, News Talk, Sightserve, that old Michael Palkin. Good morning, Spinnies! Wow, this strategic communications unit is so freaking dynamic, so streamlined. I like it.
Mr. Con Cannon, you're looking well.
Of course I am, Quentin, but what are we doing game changer-wise, you know?
Well, Leo is rating really well as a man who knows important people like Bod, Tim Cook, Trudeau, Macron.
Yeah, cool.
But we're worried if he keeps name-dropping, focus groups will confuse him with Ryan Tuberty.
All right, so how about we do a video narrated by Liam Neeson that explains who Leo is.
Right.
It'll be as viral as a wedding flash mob. Freaking dynamic. I like it.
Yeah.
Next, Polly.
Well, homelessness is hurting us because we literally haven't done anything about it.
Yeah.
How about we do a video?
Yeah.
You know, narrated by Liam Neeson.
What?
We rebrand homelessness Dublin's Extreme Sleeping Festival. Get a soup brand or a tent manufacturer on board. It'll be as viral as a toddler falling downstairs. I like it.
No, John. What we need to do is build more houses.
Yeah.
How about Cranogues? Oh. You know, tourists can visit them by day. We can shove the homeless in at night.
What?
The smell of unsanitary conditions will give the day trip as an authentic medieval feel.
What?
We could promote it with a video featuring the Queen of Bob Geldof. It'll be as viral as a leaked sex tape. I like it.
But there are so many children stuck in hotels and guest houses, John.
Right. Let me think. You know, those Billy Barry units really worked for the toy show, right?
Billy Barry Kids.
Kids, yes. I like it.
What?
So how about the B&B Kids? Set up a dance troupe. Show them how living in B&Bs brings them together, not ruin their lives, and set them on a never-ending spiral of poverty, drugs, and social deprivation.
And let me guess.
We could do a video.
A video.
It'll be as viral as
you, Deputy Stag.
Wow.
I like it.
To be honest, John, our biggest PR problem lately has been...
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's you, John.
Yeah.
Man.
It's you. That's impossible. Uh-huh. I'm freaking dynamic. Come on.
We've been getting hammered about spin and they blame you. All your marketing guff campaigns are just trying to gloss over how ineffectual and holiday prone this government is.
What?
You're as viral as cold sores, dude.
Gosh. Sorry, John. Maybe you're right.
Yep.
The cost of StratCom, my own salary.
Uh-huh.
It's all wrong. My God.
Sorry.
I've become political concannon fodder.
So you'll resign?
God, no.
What?
I just need to present myself as more dynamic, more streamlined.
John?
I should speak more like Liam Neeson.
Oh, no.
God.
I'm John Concannon. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for facts, I don't have any. But what I do have are very important skills. Video commissioning skills that can make any young leader look dynamic and busy for just an extra $5 million a year. On top of so many pre-existing PR executives, it makes Taylor Swift look understaffed.
Oh, John.
I like it.
RT News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. As Ireland threatens to break under the strain of homelessness, hospital superbugs and rail strikes, TDs are on their 16th week of recess this year. The complete pack of shites. We sent an interchangeable political reporter to see them allegedly working in their constituencies.
As the country lurches into the annual season of inevitable strikes and avoidable homeless deaths, I track down our public representatives. I first asked Fiscal Donoghue if he was working on the finances during the recess.
Thank you very much for asking. I only have a certain amount of money, so I'm in Lidl buying the half-price Halloween decorations. So for Christmas, my wife will be getting a glow-in-the-dark skeleton and a novelty spooky doormat. For the third year running.
Does she like Halloween?
She hates it, but the savings help me keep track of my... Oh, I shouldn't say tracker.
In Limerick City, Willie O'Dea was irate. Well, more irate than usual.
I'm just sick and tired of this. Every Halloween, people think that I'm someone dressed up as myself. I haven't been able to buy a chicken fillet roll in peace for a fortnight.
Hey, come on!
Take off me, you lotermat!
Sing it! Come on, Willie! Sing it and I will! Come on!
Not again. It's decent hash.
Come on.
It's decent hash. I swear on my chest, it's decent hash. Now f*** off!
Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald was in Cabra, practicing talking in the mirror.
Listen up! As leader of this party, we're all to blame! We're all to blame! We're all... I can't bloody do it.
Do what, Deputy MacDonald?
I've more chance of taking over from your man if I sound like a Nordie.
Oh.
Hear ye! Hear ye! why do I ever leave Fianna Fáil anyway?
Generic reporter, also enjoying the holidays, RT News.
Washington. Hollywood. They're all out to get me for some minor peccadilloes committed decades ago. You fight back with everything you got by conflating one thing with another entirely different and separate issue, thereby confusing opinion and covering your ass. In the process, incredibly making the real person playing the fictional character more like the real president than the creepy, sinister, undermining, crooked, and sleazy fictional version of the Commander-in-Chief does. Because at least the fictional president is competent at covering his ass. Because this is America, where even the fake president has his term cut short faster than the real one for their tiny, busy hands. But it's none of your concern. As my publicist said, I'm off to seek the necessary treatment. That treatment being the Mel Gibson / Casey Affleck / Woody Allen 12-step program to lying low until it's okay to come back and be magically rehabilitated by never, ever mentioning the dirty thing again. And then a mere handful of years later, being more successful than I ever was before. Because nothing makes sense anymore.
Hello,
there, and a very good morning to you. I'm joined by the Minister for Transport and Step Aside, Shane Ross.
Morning.
And Labour spokesman on transport, Brendan Howland.
I'm not the transport spokesman, that's actually Brendan Ryan.
Sorry, Brendan, you're just a bit off mic there. Could you move your little stool back a bit, please?
Is this any better now?
Much better. Now, Lord Ross, the first of 5 days of strikes, clearly designed to disrupt passengers in the run-up to the Crimbo?
Yeah, I mean, one can only hope that Irish Rail can resolve this dispute through the Workplace Relations Commission and Labour Court.
And what about yourself?
I think it's more appropriate for my office to stand back and let the unions go at it, as it were. After all, they have a mandate. I originally thought that was an app Leo used to go on, but apparently it's a trade union.
Well, you failed to intervene during the Dublin bus dispute
and
the Lewis dispute.
Correct.
And now you're washing your hands of the Irish Rail dispute.
Like Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, it's pronounced Pilate. There's a two-hour class at lunchtime in the RT Sports and Social Club. The way some of the girls bend themselves puts you right off your third pre-lunch gin. But to return to the matter at hand, Lord Ross, you've condemned commuters to misery.
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for a minister to intervene in a dispute involving public transport when one has no experience.
Right, of intervening in a dispute.
No, of using public transport.
Marion, if I could come in here, I regularly travel on the train to Wexford.
Well,
and
unless that statement ends with an offer to bring me back a case of wine from Rosslare Harbour, then no, you may not, Brendan Howland.
Ugh.
Lord Ross, are you going to do anything?
Well, doing anything would go against the policy of the Independent Alliance.
What? But why?
As a junior partner in government, if you do anything, you'll decimate it at the next election, Marion.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Just look at the Labour Party.
I'd rather not. It puts me right off my fourth gin.
If I could just come in here, Marion.
No. So could I ask you then, Minister, what have you been doing for the last 2 weeks?
Well, wearing my other cap as the Minister for Sport, I have
watched a match on television with Finian McGrath.
No.
The mind boggles.
But I was going to say that it oversaw Ireland's Rugby World Cup bid.
Which we came last in.
No, we prefer to think of it as second runner-up. Thank you.
Well, the only category that we didn't come last in was imagination.
Yep.
Which means they felt we made the whole thing up. Anyway, let's go to our lyrics. I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. Fat chance, it has to be said.
I know this one, Marion.
Go on.
No, I don't.
Marion, is it Folsom Prison Blues?
Well done, Brendan. Very much the Prue Leith of the Labour Party.
What?
Who spoiled the bake-off final.
No, no.
Is there nothing you can't ruin?
But if I can, if I can
we'll
just
take a break. Now on RT2, a documentary you swear you've seen before, because we made the exact same one last year. This week on What's Left of RT2, I, Brendan Courtney, will delve into the greatest problem facing Ireland.
This is a crisis. It's a power crisis. An Aidan power crisis.
It can affect anyone. Even me, Pippa O'Connor's husband.
And lovely Claelgors, Marhemple, like us the Schoige sisters.
One in four Orchie television presenters are now living in the canteen.
People tend to just forget about us, like me, the poor man's Brendan O'Connor, Joe O'Shea. You remember me, don't you?
Some become cool again for some reason and move out of the canteen, back onto the air. We call that the Marty Whelan syndrome.
Ho ho ho, mustaches are in again. Ho ho, hair implants. Ho ho, never retiring.
But for most, they'll never leave the canteen again.
One minute you're on top of the world hosting three-part shows about things no one cares about. The next minute you're told, Maya, you're okay, but Vogue will do publicity in her underwear while getting a piggyback from Spencer Matthews.
There simply aren't enough television series to go around for people like me. Blondie Huffing.
How's it going? Bernie here. What's going on? Have we given up on making shows to poke fun at people at low incomes?
I'm on a mission to help them. In a new series, I'll be showing how it's possible to turn any hackneyed idea into a documentary series. I'll even be using my own TV friends and family to leverage my way back onto a dying channel by presenting a show probably offered to someone else to begin with. So join me, Brendan Courtney, and a host of once famous faces all desperate to get back on the box again, no matter how poor the content is. This is Crowded Canteen, Thursdays on RTE2.
RTE2. We've no shame and no audience.
Welcome back after that shambles with the Gardaí. I'm pleased to be moving on to something worth talking about. Real political news. Oh no, it's Northern Irish politics, which means...
And lo, it did come to pass that truly today was the most historical day in historical history.
Yeah, but hold on, Tommy. The Northern Assembly hasn't sat for 10 months, and for the 100th time, the British government has given yet another extension for talks between Sinn Féin and the DUP. How is that historic?
Because history has never had a deadline extended so many times. Truly historic.
By the relics of St. Aquinas.
I spoke to Arlene Foster, and the words coming out of her face said it all.
We're far too busy helping the Tories not run the whole of the UK to worry about not running the Northern Assembly. So I lay the blame for this crisis squarely at the feet of Sinn Féin, IRA, INLA, YMCA...
Gerry Adams was equally optimistic.
We have a consistent message. The less we govern, the more popular we become. And we look forward to this impasse continuing as long as we keep getting paid our salaries.
Truly words of hope and inspiration. Tommy Gorman, making a momentous mountain out of a molehill, Belfast.
And let's hope the impasse is resolved quickly so we no longer have to listen to him.
And now, an address from the Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government, Owen Murphy.
High five. Sorry, I mean hi. I'm Owen Murphy. Up until recently, I thought I was the Minister for Hovels and Hino. And I was laser-focused on the housing crisis. Just last week, the numbers of homeless people reached their highest level ever. That's progress. But then the civil servants told me that I'm also in charge of planning and local government, which I thought just meant letting turf munchers rezone land for bungalows. Turns out, I'm also responsible, don't like that word, responsible for something called Irish water. No, I've never heard of it either. But I do spend most of my time jogging, eating avocado smash and grovelling before Leo to hang on to this gig. So, like the rest of the country, I too know what it's like to be on my knees. Anyway, I have an announcement. If you're one of the law-abiding halfwits who paid the water charges, then great news. You'll have your money back by Christmas. Christmas 2018! I know we said we'd have it back this year, but Simon Coveney also said he'd have all the homeless out of the hotels by the summer. LOL! And our 2016 election manifesto said we'd deliver 35,000 new social gaps. Rafflecopter! So, compared to that total bull, just being a year late is practically on time. So, like, you're welcome. But there is one thing I can promise. I promise that you'll never ever have to pay domestic water charges again. Because at the rate things are going, by this time next year, you'll all be homeless. Burn! Oh, did I mention that Tommy from Love Hate is my brother, by the way? Nice.
Hi guys, I'm just back from Silicon Valley, where it occurred to me, you know, Ireland is like one great big copper-faced jacks for multinationals. They come in badly dressed and we throw ourselves on them with no shame or morals and let them use us up. They won't even buy us breakfast. But hey, the worst that'll happen is they move on to the next conquest. We don't mind. Plenty more sharks in the sea. Ciao for now.